So the last agenda item is on this Kwun Tong Line extension for the temporary barging facilities at Hong Hom Freight Pier. So here, we have representative from the MTR Corporation Limited and the Railway Development Office of Highways Department. Once again, I would like to ask whether any member has any conflict of interest to declare. If not, let us go on with the presentation. So I think we are going to hear a presentation from MTR, right? Please, welcome.
Thank you, Chair Lady. I try to be as concise as I can. A little bit background about the project. We're talking about Kwun Tong Line extension, which is the green dotted line shown in this line, which is a very short extension of the existing Kwun Tong Line from Yau Ma Tei to a place called Ho Man Tin, and then have the terminal station at Wong Pho. The railway itself, it will be wholly underground. So we are talking about by constructing this railway, we will be produce about 1 million cubic meters of spoil that we have to dispose of one way or the other. Because I think we all know the traffic condition in this area is not really very good. To have all the dump trucks, I think, running in this area as well as in other trunk road in the Kowloon and New Territories, I think it's not really a good idea. And just like all our other projects, we want to use the same marine transport to take away all the spoil. And there is no public facilities in the vicinity, no public dumping facilities in the vicinity. So we identify a location which is within our control that is okay. The area shown in red. At the moment, the area is the freight yard used by the corporation, and the freight operation will finish very soon. And we believe that is a good location to serve as a barging port. I fully understand the commission has a lot of vision on how to develop Promenade in East Tsim Sha Tsui, Hong Kong, and want to connect up all this area. We're fully aware of the intention. But why we still propose to use this area? Number one, we need a barging port. Number two, actually, if you notice, there is other lines shown in the drawing. The blue line, which I think will be the cross-harbor section of the future Sha Tin to Central Link. We have to build this line very soon as well. And then also, we have to connect up the existing, the future SCL with the West Rail, also in this area. But the planning of SCL, the Sha Tin to Central Link, will be slightly behind the Kwun Tong Line extension. And actually, we will be giving the commission a briefing on the progress of the planning of the SCL later this month, which is still not in a, not up to this stage of the Kwun Tong Line extension, which I think we have already considered under the railways ordinance. Okay, going back to this barging point, we propose to use the existing freight area. Okay, and then maybe I think we prob it will be. Oh, sorry. So that is a current bird's eye view on the area. So it's mainly the area where we are handling the spoil, the containers. Okay, if you look at the area from the harbor, you will notice actually. Well, you can see, of course, I think the freight pier at the moment, which this is the photo montage of the future barging point. The whole area actually is more or less the same, overshadowed by the existing Hong Kong bypass. It is not a very conspicuous location in that area. And as I explained earlier, after our use of this as the barging point, we'll expect the SCL will start the construction of the cross-harbor section as well as the remaining section of the SCL over here. So we'll occupy this area until the completion of the SCL. What I also like to mention is, although, well, it may not, the members may not be too, I'm not sure whether you're interested or not. The other facilities of the Kwun Tong Line extension are also within the harbor planning zone. Okay, we're talking about, so, all this area. We have a station proposed in Wong Po Garden. The station is underground. The only things that you can, the public can see above ground are really, I think, two entrances and some ventilation shafts. And including in our presentation is the photo montage of those facilities. This one is the vent shaft, and then they are all hidden in the existing buildings, or around the existing buildings, and should not, could not be seen from the harbor. Okay, that's my brief presentation, Chairman.
Thank you very much. So, comments from members about the temporary barging facilities? Yes,
please. Chairman, could we just put this slide back up? Sorry, page two. That one. Thank you. No, we'll go back.
Three.
Page three, sorry. Okay. Chairman, maybe just to save the conversation or to shorten the conversation, I think this is a case where we need to be demonstrating our responsibility, a long-term responsibility to the community. Short-term, yes, we may have to accept that there's no option other than to use this as a barging point, but I want to do it, I mean, very crude terms, I want to do a trade with MTR. I think we should be doing a trade with MTR. Yes, we will accept and tolerate, if you like, this, and the community will accept and tolerate this for 3 or 4 years. But in return, we have to agree a public-private collaboration model, if you like, for the long-term future, something that we can show and demonstrate to the community as the long-term benefit. Short-term, everyone's going to put up with a lot of inconvenience, but long-term, we and MTR have sat down and we've come up with a proposal to use this area, as a major public facility. Now, yes, I think we can support. I think we can support what you're suggesting, but it's subject to that big caveat that you've got to come back with a long-term plan as to how we're going to make this a facility which would benefit the community. And I think that's the only game that I'm prepared to play.
Just looking at the same slide, the immediate affected landowner appears to be the hotel on the other side of the water, which has a direct view of the barging and the impact of noise and dust right there and basically below their windows. So my question would be whether that's the northern dump or barging point could be moved away from the windows of that private property. I'm sure these people will make objections in their own way, in their own manner, but I'm just looking at it. The other thing that I'm more concerned about is all the trucking routes and the how the trucks are going to move about through this very congested area, and I don't see any analysis to identify that this is the best location. The other thing is timing. When exactly is the or did I miss that, the exact period?
I think it's page three. To
is it in there? The exact
the night from mid-2011 to the end of 2013.
Is that so? That's the exact period. Yeah, okay,
yeah.
Thanks for that, Chair. I missed that. Yeah, so those are my questions.
Thank you. Any other comments? Yes, Peter.
There has been a planning and urban design study for this entire stretch of waterfront 2 years ago, and conceptual proposals were prepared. They went through public consultation. Now, this area is not just a crucial link between Chim Sanctuary East and the Hong Kong waterfront further to the east, and we've already heard that proposals are being prepared to upgrade that connective element. So I would have suggested that when that is actually there or hitting the ground, then we should be really taking this area and getting to work on it. I know during the I don't think I have a public, I have an interest here, but I was part of the previous planning study, and we did have discussions with MTRC at the time. But I would have thought that, you know, it all does come down to how long this could actually serve as a temporary barging point, and that it would be made available as and when it was required to fit into the overall framework for the waterfront regeneration.
Other comments? MTR, please respond. It's very convenient to the company corporation, but how about, you know, working together to give the public some benefits and also the time frame, please?
Thank you, Chairman. Thank you for members' question. In the longer term, number one, we are actually very, very willing to work together with the Commission to see how we can turn this as an opportunity. We are fully aware of the earlier planning study in this area, and the study planned to turn this into a promenade and the use of the freight pier. That was discussed, I think, in the previous HEC. And our use, frankly speaking, is limited as we propose to the current proposed barging point and the future construction of the cross-harbour section of the starting to Central Link. Okay, after which we have no other use. And the opportunity we see on cooperation is we understand the commission, the previous HEC has certain planning study, and I guess there will be further design or planning on the use of this area. And in the usual arrangement in using this sort of public area, the arrangement is, I think, for the works agent to finish our work, to do temporary reinstatement, and then for another works agent to do the new promenade. But we can see is, actually we can do it if we're given the opportunity, because we have to reinstate this area after we complete the work in any case. Okay, it will be easier for us to do it, actually. Don't waste the time to do a temporary reinstatement and then for somebody else to break it up again and then build a promenade. But what we probably cannot do is to do the design, because I think the whole concept of the East Chim Sha Tsui promenade, the Hong Han promenade, my understanding is the commission or the HEC has already have some thoughts. We probably can work together. Okay, we probably will not be the driver. We probably will be the agent to help reinstating it, to make it happening. And after all, SEL is a government concession project. Okay, so it is proper for us to work together to get it done. And then for the objection from the hotel developer, the project, Kun Tong Line Extension, has been gazetted, and no objection was received from the hotel, so we presume that they are happy with the current proposal. Okay, compared with, I think, the current freight use, probably they believe, I think, at least they can see the future, that it will become something better if we turn it into a temporary use and then it will become prominent. Well, that's my guess. Okay, and then the delivery route, number one, that is the only choice, only location that we can identify as a barging point in the whole Hong Ham East Kowloon area. We try our very best. I think we identify a location in Kai Tak, which I think is a little bit far away, and then it will be used by, we propose it to be used by starting a central line and a link. And then for Kun Tong Line Extension, that's the only location. We check the traffic condition. We did our TIA. It's okay, barely okay. Well, knowing this area, but it's still better by sending the trucks, I think, from here all along to either Tuen Mun or Chuen Kwan Lo. So that is, I think, the less of two evils, I have to say.
Oh, thank you. Yes, Mary.
I just let our members have the information for reference. Actually, the proposed works area formed part of the study area of the Hong Kong District Study undertaken by Planning Department, and the study was completed around in 2008. And according to the executive summary, first, can I use the visualizer to briefly illustrate? According to the executive summary of this Hong Kong this is the Hong Kong District Study, the executive summary. Actually, the proposed work area has been identified as one of the development potential area. And for the railway pier or the finger, according to the study recommendation, it is supposed to be used in the long term for waterfront kiosks and harbor cruise departure point. And for the area next to the hotel site, it is supposed to be used later for retail and dining outlets. Thank you, Madam.
That's very helpful. Thank you. Oh, you have follow-up?
Yeah. I would express my support for the NTR helping us forward with this, but I guess this is now a management issue, because I think the land was supposed to, the pier was supposed to be returned to the Lands Department after the NTR has completed this, the use, and it's not supposed to be remaining with the NTR, I believe. That was the latest that I've ever read on this pier. I guess we need to get progress on so the question is the Lands Department or for our next meeting, is this management model possible that the NTR works with us, we help with the public consultation process, the NTR pays for the fine-tuned design and the implementation, and then we'll need a management model for this and whether the NTR has a role or not. So we're talking about, and the time is not far off, it's only 2013, it's only 3 years from now, so we better get a move on it so that we can get this done. If we can make this as a decision, that we'll do that, will be great.
Yeah, I share your views. Other comments? If not, yes. Yes.
One of a clarification. Well, it may not be 2013, because I said earlier, this area will also be used for the construction of the cross-upper section. Yeah, at the moment, the program of Sati to Central Link is not that definite. Roughly, the earlier announcement is the cross up the north-south line of this SEL will be completed in 2019. Yes, in our last round of consultation. Yeah.
That's not temporary.
Yeah, Chairman. All the more reason that we have to have a long-term solution to sell to the public.
I think, you know, your last answers is a little bit disturbing to members of this commission, as you know, as I was trying to round up. I think, you know, MTRC, it's very good that we hear at least there's intention on your part to work on public-private partnership with the government and with this workforce to return this to public use, especially after, you know, its use. But on the paper, it's going to be at the end of 2013, and I was actually asking you to comment on whether it could be made earlier, but it seems that you are trying to say that it's going to be a little bit longer than that. But according to our paper, we're taking it to be the end of 2013.
Madam Chair, I think we should take this opportunity to put MTR on notice that if they come to us a second time, it's not going to be that easy. I mean, if your colleagues seriously are going to suggest 2019, there are going to be people jumping up and down around this room, I think. Yep.
So I think you have the general support of this task force according to what you have been proposed from mid-2011 to the end of 2013, and with the understanding that there will be planned to return this to public use afterwards, after the temporary use. All right, so thank you very much. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.